This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Rich Evans with us in Montana. Welcome, Rich.
Well, thank you, Mr. Fennelli. How are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm doing okay. I'd like to share an article with you, and I'm kind of frosted, and I hate to do it, but I think I need to do it. So, very simply, it just happens, you know, what can I say? So, we had a dishwasher, and it was made by General Electric, and it was just lousy. It wouldn't wash the dish. It was quiet. It was really, really quiet, and they advertised it as being quiet. Well, it's so quiet, it did a terrible job of washing dishes. And it's about 15 years old. Took it out, and I found what I thought was a really good one. I found a used, hardly used, Kenmore made by Whirlpool kitchen dishwasher. I really like it. And I sterilized it with, maybe an eighth of a cup of Clorox, plain Clorox, ran it through the old cycles, and then did it again. And it's good to go. And it really works great. It's a little noisier than the quiet GE that didn't clean the dishes. But it's made by Whirlpool. It's branded Kenmore, but it's really, really nice. Works great. And, it, you know, it's not very sophisticated, but it does a great job. And I thought, okay, I really like this one so much. Let me get some more. So I got a couple more for parts. I got, you know, extra control boards. I got extra motors, pumps, switches, doors, tubs, everything you can think of. I got them stacked up, and so we're good to go. So I think I got, you know, the next 30 years or 40 years worth of dishwashers, should whoever wants them here at the house have them. And then, so I was at Sam's Club, and I wanted to get, 10 years worth of dishwashing detergent. They're out of it. That was December. So once a month or so, I'd go back, and they were out of it. And the brand that I would buy would be Member's Mark, which is their house brand. And it would come in a two-pack, and it kind of looked like Cascade, but it didn't say Cascade. I thought, what's the deal? You know, why do I go to Sam's Club? The only things I really want to buy are powdered laundry detergent in a bucket, big bucket, and dishwashing detergent. I can't think of much else that I'd want to buy at Sam's Club. And they hardly ever have powdered laundry detergent. And they, for 7 months, they haven't had the dishwasher powdered detergent. I get those little pellet things, but I don't want that. I don't want the one-size-fits-all, and I don't want the agent that reduces the surface tension on the water. I don't want stuff, chemicals stuck to the dishes. So anyway, I tried to figure out what happened, and here's what happened. The reason I can't find it, the powdered dishwasher detergent, 16 states, at least, possibly 17 states, have banned phosphate in the dishwashing detergent. That's the stuff that gets the dishes clean. So that's why it's getting harder and harder to find it. And let's see if I can find... Okay, so here are the states. In case you want to know, Illinois, Indiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Montana, New Hampshire, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, and Wisconsin. That's as per USA Today. I don't know the date of the article because it's not dated, naturally, because young people today don't know how to write, and they forget things like the dates and where and you know, who, what, when, where, why, and how is what we used to have to remember when we wrote, you know, articles and stories and papers. But young people today forget some of that. I think they're young people. Either that or they're really old and they forgot. But so that's why we're having trouble getting dishwashing detergent that's powdered and laundry detergent that's powdered. So my advice to you is if you thought that you were smart as I did, hey, I'll just get a couple of these dishwashers for parts, and you have all the parts, and you think you're going to be able to get powdered detergent for them, you may not be able to. Check it out. So to make matters worse, I'll fix this. I'll go to the Internet. I'll just buy it on the Internet. So we go to Amazon, and I thought, let's get 8 boxes. It was $5 and almost $6 a box shipped, which was great. I thought, they used to come in a 100-ounce box. Now it's a 75-ounce, the fun size. And so I thought, well, let's get 8. No, let's get 10. No, let's get 12. No, I'll tell you what, let's get 20. Can't get more than 12. You cannot buy more than 12 boxes. That's it. So I thought, no problem. We'll just try it tomorrow. Amazon remembers. No, you can't buy it because you already got 12. 12's the limit. 12 is the limit. Now, why? Why is that the limit? But it is. So I just want to share that story with you. Any comments, Rich Even?
Well, first of all, addressing what you last said, I would just go out in the parking lot and have somebody you know as an acquaintance, or even somebody you just talk to and say, hey, they won't let me buy any more of these. Can I pay you when you come back out and get some for me? So there's always ways around that. And I just looked at my dish detergent, which is a very generic dishwashing liquid. And it says it's phosphate free. The best I could see with my eyes, because everything's so microphone today.
To be. And it has to be, because you live in Montana, and Montana is a state that bans phosphorus in the dishwashing detergent and dishwashing liquid and laundry detergent.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, Vince, we wash dishes by hand here, and very satisfied with doing that. We don't need a dishwasher, and it gets the dishes very clean. You know, we pour boiling water on the dishes, then we use this dishwashing liquid, and it does a good job. So I guess what I'm saying is, does a dishwasher absolutely need phosphates to do a good job?
Well, it does a much, much better job. And the reason that we use a dishwasher is because we feel that, well, you use boiling water, okay? We use water that's heated by a hot water heater, and then it's heated even more by the dishwasher. So we like the idea of a hotter water, hotter than we could stand, you know, with our hands washing dishes. But I do wash pots and pans by hand, and I use one of those stainless steel scrubber things. It's like in a ball, and it's like steel wool, except coarse, and it's made out of stainless steel, and it works really well for pots and pans and even a crock pot I'll use it on, because it's softer than the glazing on a crock pot. But what I'm saying is, we've been lulled into thinking that the whole point of that story, Rich, even you live off-grid, we have off-grid power as well. The whole point is, we think we can do it the way it used to be done and just have, you know, generate our own electricity. The answer is, they're changing the products. They're changing the products so that they wear out faster and we can't necessarily get the parts. And if we can get the parts, the replacement parts, although they look the same, don't last as long. An example is, under the hood of a Mercedes, I bought some emissions hoses. They're made out of rubber. They get really hard over time. After 20 years, they get really hard, and they're brittle, and they can crack. So I bought some for my car replacements, and they look great. They're supple. They were relatively inexpensive. I mean, they're expensive, but compared to a Mercedes brand, they were less expensive. A year later, they're rock hard, and they are cracking. So the new replacement parts don't last as long as the original parts. And it used to be that the aftermarket parts were better than the original equipment. So, like, if you bought a Chevrolet and you had an ignition system and you wanted to put ignition points in it and an ignition condenser, and a distributor cap, the General Motors brand would not be as good as the aftermarket made by Mallory or a company like Mallory. But now it's just the opposite. The best parts come from the original equipment manufacturer, and substandard parts come from aftermarket manufacturers. And most of those are from China. So it's getting more difficult, and the thing that I'd like to suggest that our class consider doing is look at what you need, what parts break, and you might want to get some spare parts to fix the things that you may think will break in the future so that you can get the parts. Because if this trade war escalates with China, pretty much everything comes from China. I mean, even the Mercedes spark plug wires come from China now. Can you imagine that? Even Mercedes spark plugs, Bosch-branded spark plugs, they say Bosch on them, which absolutely positively meant German years ago, they're made in China today. So just because you think that you're getting that top quality part from Germany, whether it be automotive or another kind of part, even things like kitchen knives that have German names on them from the 1920s, same German names, knives are probably made in China. It's sad.
Yeah. Well, everything's changing, Vince. That's why, you were talking about products. It's not just, it's everything. Everything is becoming forced obsolescence regarding products, cultures, traditions, heritage, definitions of words, truth. The bottom 93 is being boxed in regarding options and controlling one's own destiny. And this is why the powers that be want to sway public opinion and manufacture perception, pity, guilt, and ideology, and hold on to every narrative they can. Now, who knows where things are going to eventually end up, because the people, us deplorables, us irredeemables, are waking up. And we want Plan Bs. We're looking under rocks for more information. The mainstream media and the fascist system that Trump inherited. Look what's happening with big tech. My gosh. I mean, they literally got caught with Project Veritas, saying that they want to change, stop Trump in 2020 on a hidden camera. And I have an article here also saying Google censors video exposing Google. So big tech, the aristocracy is doing everything in their power to manufacture everything. And this is why they need us fighting each other versus race, gender, sexual orientation, religion, ideology, generation. They're gonna have veterans against non-veterans. They're gonna have every group possible. They are going to attack. There's gonna be more hoaxes, false flags, lies, and propaganda than we've ever seen coming up to the 2020 election. And I think this is one of the reasons why the public tunes in to us, because they want to get information, they want to get ideas and solutions, they want to get suggestions, they want to get lifestyle changes, because they are losing options, they're losing capital resources. People now in America get a job not based on hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications, but on what skin pigmentation you are, what gender you are, what sexual orientation you are, and everything that made America great is opposite of what's happening today. So people are, that's why the West and the Rocky Mountains is getting so popular. People are getting out of the cities, urban, suburban America, especially because of 5G, and they're going rural. Vince?
Yeah, we're going into a break. Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com, offgridmontana.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich, even you're talking about control and oppression of the little people. Got another quick story I want to share with you. So last week, I wanted to buy some propane. And we own our own tanks. So, class, if you want to buy your own propane tanks, you can buy them for used in really good shape for about $1 a gallon. So a 300-gallon tank, $300. 500-gallon tank, $500. 1,000-gallon tank, $1,000. And if you own your own tank, you can shop anywhere you want for propane. You can buy it from any company you want. But if you buy it from company, if you lease or rent the tank or they provide it free, that would be in quotes, free, you're obligated to buy propane from that particular company. And what happens is they charge more. If it's a company-owned tank, they'll charge you considerably more per gallon of propane than if you own your own tank. So we bought our own tanks, and we don't want them to say, you know what, we've been letting you use that tank, but we don't want to do that anymore, so we're taking the tanks. So we decided that we're never going to be in that position, so we bought our own tanks. So I wanted to fill them up, and we need between 400, 500, and 600 gallons. So I called our existing propane company, one that we've been dealing with for all the time we've been at the farm here, which is close to 15 years, and I asked them what the price was. Now, previously I paid $1.19 to $1.29 per gallon. And it was many years ago that I bought the last amount of propane. Called them up, and they said, okay, and your phone number is, so we got that. And so they knew who we were. by us calling in. They cross-referenced our phone number with our account, and they brought us up on the screen. They quoted $1.749, which was a lot more than we paid the last time. And I thought, is that really? Can't be. No. So I asked Mrs. Finelli to call a week later, and she's same price, $1.749. So literally what the large companies do is they have your account in the computer, and they cross-reference by the caller ID number when you call them. So when they say, here's the price for you, they can give you the same price over and over and over again. Well, I had it with those guys, and I thought, you know what, I'm not going to be ripped off by them. I'm not going to be loyal and overpay. So during the radio broadcast, bottom of the hour break, I looked up local propane companies in Lebanon, Missouri, like half hour away. And the original company was in Lebanon. So I called the first one. It was a small independent. And the guy answered, and he was really anxious to talk to me, and he said $1.349. And I said, wow, sounds like I should be buying it from you. And I said, what I want to do is, I'm not going to bother you for little loads, 500 gallons or so, 600 gallons. I'll call you when the fields dry out. And when you're making a trip out this way, you can load us with another load and make the trip count and save you money, and it'll be good for everybody. And he said, yeah, that's what we like to do. So he was willing to do it for $1.349, which was 33% less than being loyal to this other big company. So I decided to make another call. And I called a company called Titan Propane. And I got this middle-aged gal. And whenever I get these middle-aged gals, I know it's going to be a problem. So, and why? Because I think many of them are divorced, and they're going to show men how it goes. Well, she told me, I said, so we own our own tank, and I'd like 600 gallons. And we'd be a new customer for you. And normally, new customers get treated better because they want your business. She tells me that she needs to know what I'm going to use it for so she can price it. And I said, so are you telling me that if I'm going to use propane for cooking, it's going to be a different price from if I'm going to use propane for heating hot water, and it's going to be a different price for if I had a pool and I want to heat my pool with it, or if I want to heat my house with it, it'd be a different price? She said, that's right. And I said, I'm not going to tell you. It's none of your business what I'm going to use propane for. She said, well, I can't help you then. So I just wanted to tell you, class, this is what's coming. Time of use and use. So depending on what you want to use, let's say electricity for in the future with your smart meter, you're probably going to be charged on what you use the electricity for and the time of day that you use it. Maybe the season. And it's the same darn lousy electricity. It's the same darn lousy propane. But they want to charge different prices based on how I'm going to use it. And I can understand it costing more for small loads, but that's not what she said. She wanted to know how I was going to use it. I told her that I would be buying it in this quantity, so she knew the quantity, and that wasn't good enough. And I told her, I said, it's none of your business, and I'm not going to tell you. So, class, keep that in mind. That's what's coming. So have an answer for them. Have an answer for them when you get asked those kinds of questions. We'll be right back.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. CNN programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security IPO or note, blockchain data centers have approved proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump announcing new financial sanctions against Iran, this time focusing on the country's supreme leader and other top officials.
Later, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin briefing reporters clarifying details surrounding the sanctions.
Some of these were in the works. Some of these are in addition.
Mnuchin saying all options have been discussed, but that sanctions, a financial squeeze, has proven to be the most effective way of dealing with countries like Iran.
There's no question that locking this money up worked last time, and there's no question locking the money up works now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Iran says the added sanctions signal the end of diplomacy. Healthcare workers from the Department of Veterans Affairs are going to testify before Congress today about the agency's treatment of whistleblowers. And this is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans with us. And Rich, the last part of this little story is I decided to call back the original company, the company that charged a dollar or asked a dollar 74.9, the first company we dealt with, the one we would be loyal to. But I didn't call corporate headquarters. I called the local company in Lebanon, Missouri. And the gal remembered me from 15 years ago. And I said, I'd like to buy 400 or 500, 600 gallons. She said, tell you what, we can do it for $1.349. No. We can do it for $1.299. I'll tell you what, and we'll give you 25 gallons for free. Couldn't be better than that. So the whole point of this story is, if you want to be loyal, and if you are dealing with the corporate headquarters, they are not loyal to you. They don't care about you. They want everything they can get from you. What's in your wallet? That's what they want. Okay? But the local people, that's where the rubber meets the road. Those people really want to work with you, at least more than the corporate headquarter types. That's where the accountants live, in the corporate headquarters. So they want what's in your wallet, but the local people are willing to work with you and give you better pricing. So the bottom line is, keep calling and try to work local if you can, and you'll probably get a better price. Rich Sheeman, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, the local people are being squeezed out, too. You got to remember, debt levels are rising faster than earned income in America today. And that's why I talk so much about economic 101 and relieving debt for the little people and sticking up for the little people. But these corporations, big or small, they're creating databases. They're creating information. They're creating things that they could sell to the big tech of the world, to other businesses of the world. So when they ask you what is a different price for different use, what they're trying to get at is, what do you have? How many propane tanks? What do you use it for? How big are your tanks? What's your wealth? That's the information they're getting. So with everybody being squeezed in the business world and so much debt, I think, we're the product. It's just like big tech. We are the product. It's just like some analogies that aren't far-fetched here is, when you go to the doctor's office under Obamacare, the doctors were asking the consumer, the people, the patients, do you have any guns? How many guns do you have? That's none of their business. When you go purchase for a car, now they're asking, are you paying cash or are you going to borrow money? Or what group do you come from? What's your business? What's your income? What's this? And this is one of the reasons why the Project Veritas's and the heroes of the world, and I mean whistleblowers, are so needed. We need heroes so bad in America right now. We can't be the silent majority anymore. We have to speak up. Being an American is no longer a spectator sport. Now, people always say, well, the Democrats stick together. How come the Republicans don't? It's because the Democrats are funded by the globalists. The Democrats sold out the little people. That's why they call us irredeemables and deplorables, because they sold us out. And a lot of foreign money is coming from these wealthy elites to pay off certain middle management, if you will, and lawyers and judges and politicians are in that group. We have to remember that Congress does not represent the people anymore. They represent the lobbyists, the PACs, the special interest groups. They don't even associate with the little people, even during their fundraisers. Everything, they basically represent their funders, okay? So it's up to us to, whether it's at the whistleblower level on as an insider or a consumer level on the outsider, to read and research and find out what's happening. And this is why self-sufficiency and moving rural and trying to control one's own destiny is getting so popular, Vince, because the people are being squeezed out, especially in a situation when debt levels are rising faster than earned income, and that is a fact that's been a fact for a while. So the corporate debt and profit illusions that we read about all the time is basically just for the few top people. It's let me give you an example of now, can Trump paper over a coming recession by November of 2020? I think he's got a good chance of doing that, because the unit measures and calculations have been so skewed and changed over the years that you can almost get away and manufacture so much different perception. But we're not in a healthy economy. We're in a fascist economy. And there's two economies in many contexts. And the context I'm going to talk about right now is there's an economy for the top 7% of Americans, and then there's an economy for the bottom 93% of Americans. And that especially holds true for the bottom 80%. Just like some of the facts, like, for example, the S&P 500. Fourth quarter, top 20 companies account for 75% of the S&P earnings. So why is the whole S&P going through the roof? Because of that. Top 20 companies have 80% of the cash. Top three companies in the S&P have more cash than the bottom 450 companies. So when you look at all this so-called good news that's manufactured perception, it's only a few companies at the very top. Same thing with the people. You know, do you think, all this talk about, oh, whites, we gotta penalize whites. Do you think Bezos and Buffett and Gates and Bloomberg and Cuomo and Zuckerberg and all these people, all these pale-skinned people, do you think they're going to be giving up their wealth and giving it to the little people? Hell no. It's all theater. So just like consumers, the bottom 80% at least are living paycheck to paycheck. And the same goes for the corporations. And we've talked about zombie companies, you know, or at least a quarter of the Russell 2000 small cap are zombie companies, which means they have to borrow money to pay interest on their existing debt. I mean, it's ridiculous. We have gone beyond the corporate model, the American corporate model. It's not even, it's a total different definition today. So this is why there's no allowance for increased interest rates, which we've talked about, and we can't afford any more debt. So this phony recovery and health. Now, is the economy in a recession? Probably not with the math that we're using today and the unit of measures. If we use the unit of measures from the 70s, would we be in a recession? Yes. Would we have higher inflation? Yes. So when you mask a recovery for the bottom 80%, in fact, the bottom 93% statistically is losing ground. So what do we need to do to spread the wealth around? If the Fed decreases, I know I'm going off into a tangent here, Vince, but I'm going to take the ball for a couple minutes here. If the Fed decreases short-term rates, okay, is that a possibility of long-term rate increases? Maybe. Would that devalue the dollar? Most likely. See, anytime we devalue the dollar and create any type of inflationary situation, the poor people in the realm of needs and wants, but mostly needs, they're going to see more inflation. So their costs are going to go up. And this is why I keep talking, Vince, about how we need long-term rates to go to zero, even negative for a couple of years, just so the little people can refinance because debt levels are rising faster than earned income. And I don't see, when we see all these defaults and delinquencies and bankruptcies rising, which we're seeing already, we see more people on welfare, more food stamps, more Hoovervilles going up all over the place, more contributions, especially with illegal immigration contributing to the Cloward and Piven type of overwhelming the monetary financial system, and all these freebies that the Democrats are promising. You know, they're manufacturing inflation, and we could go from a deflationary, stagflationary environment to a inflationary, possibly hyperinflationary environment along with stagflation, which would be the absolute worst scenario for the little people. They will never climb out of that, ever. So, you know, speaking of masking, you see, I'm reading a lot of articles about oil going higher. And God forbid, especially if we get into another tussle with the Middle East, which is, I mean, there's always something going on there. You know, increased oil prices it might be good for the GDP because they say, well, energy and food isn't even included in inflation calculations. But it really screws the little guy because it has a lot of peripheral consequences, like shipping. There's so many, you know, you got to remember, too, Obama gave him billions of dollars to Iran, including pallets of cash. And we don't know how much it is. We just know it's in the billions of dollars. And we have literally given our uranium to Russia and our cash to Iran. If we get into a war right now, it could be very ugly. So I think this is one of the big reasons, Vince, that we're seeing a lot of people moving to the country. They're desperate for controlling their own destiny. I'm getting more and more requests for tours and things of that nature. And we have to give ideas and solutions to the little guy. You know, one article right here, Vince, that I mentioned to you, I saw it on a couple of forums and a couple platforms, and I'm sure our listeners have read this. Who gets to own the West? Big billionaires shaking up landscaping. And they're basically talking about the Wilkes brothers here in Montana and Idaho, and they own getting pretty close to 1 million acres in the upper hundreds of thousands of dollars. And they make it clear in the article that 100 families own over 42 million acres across the country. Let me repeat that. Only 100 families own 42 million acres across the country. So the West is being bought up, and this is just one out of countless reasons, folks, that I talk about how the right-left or left-right paradigm is mostly phony, okay? Does it exist? Yes. It exists more at the lower levels than the top levels, because the top levels, this is why they call a lot of Republicans rhinos, because they're bought and paid for. It's the right-left paradigm is a distraction to avoid the elite to stick up for the little people so they can poison us against ourselves and make every group hate each other, or at least manufacture that perception. But everything that happens, like look at silver and gold ratio. It should be like 15 to 1. Why is it 80 or 90 to 1? Why has it been suppressed for years? Why are the long rates, how come they're not lower so the elite can give a little deflationary break, because we're in a deflationary, stagflationary situation. Admit to it and let all these people refinance, not get new loans, not get new cheap money loans like the corporations have done with all the welfare for the rich programs, like QE, bailing out the too big to fail and the too big to jail. You know, all this liquidity goes to the banks and Wall Street, insurance companies, and other big companies. Fractional reserve lending.
Going into a break.
My name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, you've been talking about inflation. And let's just nail this one. So, class, back in 1960, I was born in the 1950s, the early 1950s, and I remember the 1960s very well, one of the best times this country's ever had. Brand new car in 1960 was about $2,600 for a brand new car. That's an average car. That's not the little tiny ones, that's not the Cadillacs, but kind of right in the middle. A new house in 1960, $12,700. The average income back then was $5,300 a year. Minimum wage was $1.25. If you wanted to buy men's Oxford shoes, they were $12.95. If you wanted to buy a skirt for the missus, $5. A gallon of milk was 95 cents. If you wanted to go to the movies, full price ticket was $1. Now, I know the matinees on the weekend were 35 cents. I know that for a fact. I was there. A 1 ounce Hershey bar, the best chocolate, 5 cents. If you wanted Nestle's, a little sweeter than that, 5 cents. That's for 1 ounce. Sirloin steak was 85 cents a pound. You could get a hamburger at McDonald's for 10 cents. French fries for 12 cents. Sugar was 38 cents for 5 pounds. A loaf of bread was 17 cents. If you wanted to get a can of house brand soda, it was 7 cents. Gasoline was 25 cents a gallon. Those are numbers that I know for absolute certainty because I was there. Can you imagine that? Leather shoes for $13 a pair. For men's leather shoes. It's less expensive for children. So, Rich, you talk about inflation. It's eating us alive. And it is not necessary. It's all a result of the printing that the government is allowing and the Fed is carrying out. That's what this is all about. Your purchasing power of your Federal Reserve Accounting Unit dollar, also known as a fraud, F-R-A-U-D, Federal Reserve Accounting Unit dollar, has been worth less and less and less and less and less. So that's why you have to use more and more and more of them to buy the same things that we used to be able to buy for less back in the 1960s, like that Hershey bar, which is now over a dollar, which used to cost us 5 cents. No question about it. That's what's happened. They are to blame. They engineered it. It's not like, you know, when you go to business school, they talk about inflation. They don't tell you that it's man-made. They don't tell you that it's engineered. They don't tell you that your government has brought this to you so that you have to work harder for less. And when you talk about, not you, but all of us talk about people who are unhappy, suicide rates going up. Why? Because people can't make it. Because they're being robbed with the insidious, invisible theft called inflation. Rich Sheehan?
Yeah, we've talked about this in great detail, inflation and deflation, and increasing the money supply and inflating it and the medium of exchange for what are we getting, consumer confidence being questioned. You know, you throw in Keynesian economics, which I've done practically whole shows on, and group identity politics, which I have done whole shows on, you really question value. You even question the value, the dignity, and the experience of work today. So, you know, when central banks print out of thin air and the bailout goes to the super wealthy only and doesn't help the little people, that's who we on USAPrepares.com try to stick up for. Because this Keynesian economic game plan or template, if you will, is not about happiness for the little people. It's about things, measurements like GDP, which is not equivalent to happiness. It's about printing, inflating, buy now, pay later. So when you look at things like GDP, and we've talked about this, you know, GDP, you need $4 of new debt approximately, and that changes a little bit. I've seen anywhere from $3 to $6. But right now it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $4 to $5 of new debt to have $1 of so-called growth. Now, how is that happiness for little people? This is why I'm talking about President Trump. If any of your people are listening, or you're listening, if you could lower the back end of the yield curve from 10 to 30 down to zero, even into the negatives, and the reason why I say negatives and associate this with QE for the people, because QE, quantitative easing, this is just a gimmick. It's a new invention, and it goes for liquidity for the banks. It goes to Wall Street. It goes 98% of quantitative easing goes to the top 1-2%. Okay? So if we went to negative interest rates, like even if you look at all the countries in negative interest rates right now, and it's growing, I think there's somewhere, I read different numbers, anywhere from $11.7 to $13 trillion now, Vince, in negative yielding debt. And I hear the music this time, so I will yield and talk about that on the website.
All right, we'll be right back. It's Sheehan. OffGridMontana.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.